From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues his seventh message in this series of studies in the book of Joshua. This message, entitled Unfailing Guidance for the Unknown Future, was preached on New Year's Day, 1995, and in the course of the message, there will be references to that occasion. Yet the biblical instruction set forth here is an encouragement for God's people at every point in their Christian lives. The text is Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, which records the preparations for the children of Israel to cross the Jordan and begin their conquest of Canaan. In verse 4, Joshua tells the nation, "Ye have not passed this way heretofore." As Dr. Cairns has shown, Israel was facing an unknown future. Yet they were to make a discovery that is true for all the people of God. The future cannot confront us with anything new, with anything that the saints before us have not encountered. The truths about God and His Word will be just as reliable for us as they have been for all before us. Then the future may be unknown, but it is not uncertain. Israel did not know the way through Canaan, but God did, and He had promised to guide His people. Furthermore, as we'll see today, the way to know the Lord's guidance for the future is to follow Him in the present. Dr. Cairns will return to the message in a few minutes. First, he reminds us of the inescapable power of the conscience.
Of all the conflicts a man has, perhaps the most grueling is the conflict with himself. Of all his battles, the most bitter is the battle with his own conscience. When you stop to think of it, conscience is a wonderful thing. I'm not today going to get into a theological discussion of conscience. That's a very interesting part of theological study, but it's not my purpose today. The reality of conscience is what I want to stress today. There's none of us can get away from it. It's a wonderful thing. There is that within us which is either chiding us, accusing us, warning us, and sometimes even commending us. I wonder today, as you live your life, what is your conscience saying? Now, don't misunderstand me. Conscience can be wrong. It can be wrongly informed by your mind, what you think you know, what you accept as truth. Very often that is going to give imbalance and a wrong decision to the conscience. But nonetheless, as Martin Luther said a long time ago, it is dangerous to act against your conscience. So what is your conscience saying? A conscience that's properly instructed by the Word of God is really the heart responding to the law of God written upon it by its very creation. So when that conscience, that response to the law of God written in the heart, begins to accuse you, begins to chide you, begins to warn you, to remind you that you are God's creature, that you are accountable, that though you have done things and, quote, got away with them and nobody knows a thing about it and you've been able to cheat the odds and all that sort of nonsense, though those things may have entered into your mind, this nagging thought continues. Conscience reminds you, your sin is real. God is real. God's law is real. And be not deceived, for God is not mocked. The ultimate message of conscience is, of course, that one day every one of us must give account of himself to God. Now, I have a question for you. If your conscience condemns you, what will you do when you meet a thrice holy God? If you cannot really settle the battle with your own conscience, how on earth are you going to face a thrice holy God? Actually, that's a very biblical question. The Apostle John spoke of our conscience condemning us, and yet the Lord is greater than our conscience. Now, that can be a terrible message for Christ rejectors, but it's a glorious message for those who are Christ receivers. Because, you see, in Christ, we have a complete obedience to the law. In Christ, we have a complete acceptance with God. And when you have come to Christ and received him as your personal Savior, Redeemer, and Lord, and have passed from death unto life, you've had a complete forgiveness of all sin. God has put it under the blood, and he said, I will not remember it against you anymore forever. Now, some memories from the past may rise up within your heart, and there are times when you may feel within you something reminding you and even condemning you. That's when you can go to the gospel. That's when you can appeal to what the Lord has said. God is greater than our conscience, and the voice of gospel grace will overcome every voice of condemnation, for there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. You have a conscience. Your conscience warns you. You are accountable to God. There's only one way for a sinner to be able to stand before God, and that is to stand in the righteous merits of Christ. There's only one way to receive those righteous merits of Christ, and that is confessing and repenting, to turn to God through Jesus Christ and receive him as he is freely offered to you in the gospel.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The current issue includes a series of articles in observance of the 400th anniversary of the Authorized Version of the Bible. In addition, there are feature articles about Dr. Michael Barrett, president of Geneva Reformed Seminary, as well as a tribute to the great American theologian B.B. Warfield. Also, there's a missionary focus on the country of Bulgaria, as well as Any Day Soon by Jill Saunders, drawing vital lessons from a young Christian girl's battle with cancer. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues such as, what is revival? Can women be pastors? And how do we distinguish faith from presumption? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Look at this passage we read this morning. The ark went out before Israel. Up until now it had been the pillar of fire and cloud. But now it's the ark that goes out before Israel. And the Lord tells these people, when the ark moves, you follow. The Lord guides through the untrodden paths. I love the words of David in Psalm 32 and 8. This is the psalm, or one of the psalms, that David prayed, I believe, after his great sin and shame with Bathsheba. David lifted up his heart to God. He confessed, when I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. When I failed to confess my sin, when I kept silent about my sin, then everything in me dried up. You know, that's the experience of every Christian. If you can live happily with unconfessed sin, if you can live and flourish while you've not
any real communion with God, you have the infallible proof that you've never been born again. But oh, if unconfessed sin is like a roaring in your bones, it's a dullness in your body, it's a dryness in your soul, it takes the joy out of life, the peace out of life, it takes away the desire for life even, then thank God you're standing where David stood. David said, I will confess my sin. He called on the Lord. And listen to what the Lord's answer was as he forgave him. I will instruct thee. I will teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. We stand at the beginning of a year, an unknown future, but a God who knows the way. And we can say again with David, this God is our God. He will be our guide, even unto death. He guides us all the way. And that leads me to the final observation. This is from verses 3 and 4 together. That the way to know the Lord's guidance for the future is to follow him in the present. The way to know the Lord's guidance for the future is to follow him in the present. The ark is a clear picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Emmanuel. Now look at verse 3. When ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then shall ye remove from your place and go after it. Go after it. Now watch it carefully. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Many commentators believe this was out of reverence. It's undoubtedly true that there had to be reverence, but I think had that been the case, that injunction would have been given as soon as the ark was made and as soon as it was moved. But this is the first time this injunction appears. Verse 4 goes on to tell us the real reason for the 2,000 cubits. And here it is. In order, come not near unto it, in order that ye may know the way by which ye must go. You see, on the plain of Jordan, as they were moving over that flat land, the Lord said, stand well back so that every one of you will be able to see the ark. What a picture this is for us. Keep a clear view of Christ. That's the message. As you enter 1995, keep a clear view of Christ. Don't let other things come in between you and him. Don't let anything becloud your vision of the Savior. Understand your Savior. Perceive him in every situation and follow him wherever he goes and wherever he leads. Now the future stretching out before. Don't be worrying about guidance way out into the future. What you've got to be concerned about is following the Lord today, keeping the Lord in view today, knowing the will of God today is the surest guarantee of doing the will of God tomorrow. Don't let anything, therefore, cloud your vision of Christ. That's why Joshua said in verse 5, sanctify yourselves. Sanctify yourselves. Put away uncleanness. Let us determine by the grace of God this first Sabbath morning of the year to deal with sin. Does the Lord put His hand in your heart today? Does He finger your soul? Does He isolate particular sin that is yet unconfessed and undealt with? Well, the command is, sanctify yourselves today. Bring that sin to the altar. Bring that sin to the blood. Bring that sin to Christ. Have done with lesser things. Let us know the cleansing virtue and value of the Lord Jesus Christ. Put away uncleanness. And as the tenor of this whole passage suggests, keep your eyes on the Lord and keep your ear open to His word. We have these two thoughts in these opening verses. Hearing the word of God. God spoke to Joshua. Joshua spoke to the people. And the people heard. That's the command. Keep your eyes on the Lord. And keep your ears open to His word. How often we have thought of the famous words of Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. When we go astray, it's when we fail to acknowledge the Lord. When we go astray, it's when we get our eyes off the Lord and we turn a deaf ear to the word of the Lord and we willfully strike out on our own. He says, there is your ark. There is your Christ before you. Get a clear vision of Him. Make sure nothing obscures your sight of Christ. Make sure nothing deafens your ears to the word of Christ. Put away every sin that is turning you away from Christ and follow Him. The way to have guidance for the future is to follow the Lord in the present, knowing the will of God. Dr. Harry Ironside told of a minister visiting a godly old man who was known throughout the church for his love for the Lord and his love for the Word of God, though everybody knew he was a man of very poor education and little knowledge as far as the world went. The minister asked him when he visited him what he believed about the Urim and the Thummim, what he thought they were. The old man replied, I don't really know. I know they were in the breastplate of the high priest. I know the words mean lights and perfections, and I know that in some way they were a means of divine guidance. I don't know a lot as to how the priest got that guidance, but I do know that by simply changing two letters in the Urim and the Thummim, I can still get guidance from them. The minister was more than a little intrigued. He said, how do you do that? Well, I just change Urim and Thummim to Usin and Thummim. And he held up his Bible. And he said, by using and thumbing, I still find the guidance of God. Let me tell you, that's how to see Christ. That's how to hear the voice of Christ. That's how to know the will of Christ. I'm sure the Lord must get sick of Christians who are forever moaning, groaning in Scottish or Northern Irish dialect, we would say gurning That's a real good word. It's far better than moaning and groaning. There's something about gurning. The very sound of it lets you know what they're doing. In the ear of God, I don't know, I can't find. And all the time when you go to them, the book of God lies unopened, unread, unstudied, unused. You're not going to find the will of God anywhere but as you meet with Him over the open page of His Word.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.